Daily News with Brandon, podcast episode number 22.
You're listening to Daily News with Brandon on Ustream.tv. From news about celebrities and sports to news about weather and activity around your area, this is Daily News with Brandon.
Hi guys, and welcome to Daily News with Brandon. We're still having a little bit of trouble with recording today. Ustream producer was working just fine before I ate dinner today and was loading up fine, working fine. It lasted for about 10 minutes. Now it's already reconnecting to the server. There is no knowing when this is going to work, so we won't be recording on Ustream today. I guess we will be for a little bit, but then I'm just going to go delete the episode because it's not all going to be there. But anyways, let's move in to the Canada segment so we don't waste much time. To the Canada segment, that's what we can start off with, and now we're going to go into money. Just drinking some hot chocolate there because I just got home from work, but anyways, let's get started with money in the Canada segment. The S&P and TSX has went up 21.17%, the S&P TSX Venture has went down 1.19%, the Dow Jones has went up 8.78%. The NASDAQ Composite has went up 10.66%. The Canada-US dollar has went down 0.003%. The Canada-Euro is the same. And now, with that, we are going to move on to the tech segment. Oh, this computer doesn't do anything proper. Anyways, tech segment. Just having computer issues major again today. Well, I've been having major computer issues for a little while. But anyways, with this note, we are going to go to everything's talking about iPad 2 today. It was introduced today, but first we're going to start with Jobs introduces the Apple's new iPad. Let's load in here. Is it a video? It's a video, so give me a minute, I'll have to hook up. I didn't have no intention for video today.
And to give you some scale, this is what it looks like. Again, you can just pick this thing up, it almost floats. Black and white. Black or white here. Now, in addition to having both colors, we also have models that work with both AT&T and Verizon's 3G networking from day one. So we support both AT&T and Verizon. Now, here we are adding stuff into the iPad. Cameras and faster processors and gyroscopes and all this other stuff. And we've made it way thinner. Something's got to give.
Steve Jobs is actually here, and he's been off, as you guys should know,
but
he's been off for a while on sick leave.
Some of the iPad's legendary battery life, but our engineering team found a way, and we have the same legendary 10-hour battery life as the original iPad, with all of this extra stuff in it, and yet dramatically thinner. And again, that's over a month of standby. So 10 hours of battery life, Again, a lot of these other guys are coming out with substantially less, and this has been tried and tested by every reviewer. iPads get 10 hours of battery life. So we're really happy to keep that and never let that go.
That was a little unveil of the iPad 2. I don't know if there's going to be any other talk or if there's going to be any more videos, so I'm just going to leave that there. Let's read this. Apple's iPad 2 due in Canada on March 25th. Apple has officially announced the iPad 2, which has a March 25th release date in Canada. Apple CEO Steve Jobs briefly emerged from his medical leave and walked on stage to a standing ovation Wednesday to unveil the second generation of the popular iPad. Jobs looked frail, and he appeared in his signature black mock turtleneck, blue jeans, and wire-rimmed glasses. "We've been working on this product for a while, and I just didn't want to miss today," Jobs told an audience that included bloggers and Apple enthusiasts. "Thank you for having me. The next generation tablet computer is faster than the original iPads. As expected, it comes with two cameras and taking photos and video chatting. The battery life will stay the same as the original, about 10 hours of usage or a month on standby." It's also thinner. It's thinner than the iPhone 4. There's just some really cool things with this iPad. I think we're going to notice that it is a lot better than the other one. My iPad had got wrecked during the last the flood happened. My iPad was on the floor. I did not know the night before. I'm assuming the daughter upstairs, or my landlord's daughter, she probably came down and grabbed something, seen my iPod on the table, and thought that she'd put it on the floor and try to hide it from me. She's done that before as tricks. I don't usually mind, but it fried it when the storm came. So I'm pretty mad about that. They gave me a deduction on my rent, but that was for buying stuff too. So, anyways, let's get into, now that we've finished tech, it's time for weather. So let's get on to weather here. In Toronto, it's -8. In Montreal, it's -11. In Halifax, it is 2. In Charlottetown, it is 1. In St. John's, it is -5. In Montcalm, it is 0. In Quebec, it is -12. In Ottawa, it's -13. In Thunder Bay, it's -13. In Winnipeg, it's -19. In Regina, it is -19. In Edmonton, it is -21. In Calgary, it's -18. In Vancouver, it's 7. In Whitehorse, it's -18. In Yellowknife, it's -23. And in Iqaluit, it is -23. That is it for the weather here today. I didn't know you could get WeatherEye for the iPad. I didn't have my iPad that long. Anyways, let's get moving here. I'll have to get a new one, that's all, but it's going to take some time. In Guelph, it is -11 with a wind chill of -17. In Hamilton, it is -9 with a wind chill of -15. In Kitchener-Waterloo, it is -10 with a wind chill of -16. And in Niagara Falls, it is -7 with a wind chill of -14. Now, on to the U.S. segment. Hi, and welcome to the U.S. segment. I was just noticing here on my Twitter, this has nothing to do with the U.S. segment, but that during my break, I typed the sticky note was up in the Apple Store, and I was wondering if they were bringing out the new iPad 2, and I had spelt most of my words wrong. Obviously, it was during break, and I was trying to get it done before a teacher came in, but I can't believe that was awful. Awful, awful spelling. Awful, awful. Anyways, also, one thing I'm going to put in here is the iOS software update 4.3 is coming to the iPhone, iPod, and iPad soon. Two is better than one. Now, I just want to check one more thing. Yeah, they did. They lowered the price of the iPads. They're only $499 now. Thought they did. Oh, and it's orders are starting March 11th, so it still doesn't come out until March 11th in the U.S., and it comes out here on March 25th. But they don't even have the old iPads anymore. Oh my god. Few models and prices. Okay, yeah, this is the new iPads. The shipping's coming soon. For 16 gig, it's going to be $499. Oh my god. That's cheaper than what they are now. Now, I wonder if that's going to be the same in the U.S., because obviously I don't know. I haven't had the ability to see it yet. Obviously, I'm hoping that I can get one. It's nice, battery power, a lot of the things the same. They give you more, I've noticed, on the one site than they do the other. To the USB cable, yeah. And then the 10-watt USB power adapter. There's a power adapter for this one? I didn't know that. I have only one iPad. I'm looking into it majorly. Obviously, yet I haven't been able to get another one since the flood. Uh-oh. We're having a little issue here, guys. I'm losing my voice majorly. We're going to continue with the podcast now. Let's get in the U.S. segment. In Miami, it is 66. In Tampa, it's 58. In Jacksonville, it's 50. In Atlanta, it is 48. In Charlotte, it is 39. In Norfolk, it is 35. In Washington, it is 29. In New York, it is 21. In Boston, it is 14. In Caribou, it is minus 6. In Buffalo, it is 10. In Detroit, it's 12. In Cincinnati, it's 26. In Atlanta, it is 48. In Tampa, it is 58. In New Orleans, it is 57. Oh, I just need to clear my throat. I thought it was starting to go. In Memphis, it is 47. In St. Louis, it is 34. In Chicago, it is 23. In Detroit, it's 12. In Salt Lake City, it is 6. In International Falls, it is minus 3. In Minneapolis, it is 11. In Kansas City, it is 37. In Oklahoma City, it is 45. In Dallas, it is 48. In Houston, it is 50. In Brownsville, it's 60. In San Antonio, it's 47. In Lubbock, it's 42. In El Paso, it's 50. In Albuquerque, it's 42. In Denver, it is 35. In Rapid City, it is 12. In Minot, it is 3. In Cut Banks, it is 1. In Bullings, it's 13. In Salt Lake City, it's 37. In Las Vegas, it is 49. In Phoenix, it is 54. In Renault, it's 35. In Boise, it's 36. Cut Banks, it's 1. Seattle's 36. Medford's 38. San Francisco's 49. And Los Angeles is 51. That is it for weather. And now on to money. Dow is up 8.78%. NASDAQ is up 10.66%. The S&P 500 is up 2.11%. The Treasurers is up 0.05%. The oil is up $3.12, and now it is at $102.75 price per barrel. U.S. dollar is down 0.0046 at $1.39. Google is stayed the same today. Apple is at 0.80%. General Electric has went up 0.35%. Ford Motors has stayed the same. Citigroup has went up 0.66%. iPad 2, thinner, faster, and with Steve Jobs surprise. Yes, I do definitely want that iPad 2. I don't think I'll get it, though. The 30-year fixed has went down and is now at 4.84%. The 15-year fixed has went down and is now at 4.12%. The 5-in-1 ARM has went down and is now at 3.56%. The 30-year RIFI is now down and is at 4.84%. And the 15-year RIFI has went down and is now at 4.12%. That is it for the money today. I can't believe how much I've seen about iPad 2. Like, really. It's next generation, I think it's going to be. I think people are going to go out and buy this, even though they have the other one. I know, even if I still had my other one and I had the money, I would definitely be going out and buying the new one. Anyways, let's go in here to what are we into now? Tech, right? U.S.? No, it's money tech, yeah. Steve Jobs unveils thinner, faster iPad 2. Let's see this. With a surprise appearance by CEO Steve Jobs, Apple's on Wednesday debut the iPad 2 updated the gadget that became particularly synonymous with tablet computing. So what's new, said Jobs, who's appeared at the event to the standing ovation. It's an all-new design. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to see if I can load up the video here.
What is iPad 2? What have we learned? What can we improve? Well, it is an all-new design. It is not a tweak design. It's not got marginal improvements. It's a completely new design. And the first thing is, it's dramatically faster. We have a new chip we call A5. Our chip wizards have come up with this, and it's great. It's dual-core processors, right? Two processors inside, and so we get up to twice as fast on CPU performance, but we've really gone all out on the graphics performance. Up to 9 times faster graphics. Second, we've built in some cameras for video. We've got a rear camera out the back, and we've got a front-facing camera out the front. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. We've also built in the gyroscope that we have in the iPhone and the iPod Touch. Now, having built in all of this stuff, one of the most startling things about the iPad 2 is it is dramatically thinner. Not a little bit thinner, a third thinner. 33% thinner. That's what it looks like. It's lighter as well, going from 1.5 pounds down to 1.3. And you might not think that's a lot, but when you get down to 1.5 pounds, a tenth of a pound is a lot. And it feels quite a bit lighter. So this is what it looks like. It's really thin. And it comes in two colors, black and white. We're going to be shipping white from day one. In addition to having both colors, we also have models that work with both AT&T and Verizon's 3G networking from day one. And we have the same legendary 10-hour battery life as the original iPad, with all of this extra stuff in it, and yet dramatically thinner. And again, that's over a month of standby. Now, in addition to preserving the battery life, when we add all this stuff, we've also preserved the price. And so we're going to keep the same exact prices starting at just $499, Same exact prices as the current iPad, yet with all of these new features, a dramatically improved product. So when are we going to ship it? April, May, June? No. On March 11th, that's a week from this Friday, we are shipping in volume in the U.S., and 2 weeks after that, on March 25th, we are shipping in at least 26 more countries, including all of our high-volume countries, except a few where we're still getting regulatory approvals. So 26 countries or more on March 25th.
So yes, I know one of those countries that's going to be coming out March 25th is Canada. Okay, so now with that, that's all we're going to do with tech, and we're going to move on to travel. Because I'm going over my time here, it's beeping at me. Usually I have about 25 minutes, but I'm at 20, and that's when it starts beeping at me. Newark, New Jersey, EWR's airport has major delays. New York, New York, JFK has major delays. New York, New York, LGA has major delays. And San Francisco, California, SFO has major delays. That's it for current delays with travel. Now into sports. Let's go to NBA. On 7, the Warriors will play the Wizards. At 7, the Bulls will play the Hawks. At 7, the Spurs will play the Cavaliers. At 7:30, the Suns will play the Celtics. At 7:30, the Hornets will play the Kings. At 7:30, the Timberwolves will play the Pistons. At 8, the Packers will play the Thunders. At 9, the Bobcats will play the Nuggets. At 10, the Trailblazers will play the Kings. And at 10:30, the Rockets will play the Clippers. That is it for today in NBA. Now into NHL. At 7, the Penguins will play the Maple Leafs. At 7, the Lightnings will play the Devils. At 7, the Wilds will play the Islanders. At 9, the Flames will play the Blackhawks. At 10, the Red Wings will play the Ducks. That is it for NHL. And now on to MLB, Major League Baseball. Arizona will be at San Francisco at 9:05. That's all I have for today. And now, on to NASCAR. Racing, pardon me. We do a whole bunch of racing right now. NASCAR. March 6th will be the next race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway at 3:16 on Fox. That will be. That race will happen. Then we have Nationwide Race. What will be on March 5th, 3:14 p.m. at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And it will be on ABC. And then we have the Camping World Truck Series. The next race for that will be on March 12th, 5:16 p.m., Too Tough to Tame 200, and it will be on TV Speed. The track will be Darlington Raceway. Now on to college basketball. And who's playing in college basketball today? At 2:30... Oh, wait. What time are we at? At 7, the SMUs will play the UCFs. 7, the Providence will play the Louisville. At 7, the Charlottes will play the Cavaliers. And that's all I'm going to do because there's a whole bunch of games. If you want to see what games, go to sportsillustrated.cnn.com or just go to cnn.com and go to sports. It'll take you right to sportsillustrated.cnn.com. With that, that's it with today's Daily News with Brandon podcast. I will see you guys back here tomorrow for Daily News with Brandon number 23 and more news. With that, I'd like to say goodbye, and please go over to bppn.weeble.com and donate. Bye-bye, everybody, and God bless. Remember, we can always use your continuous support over here at bppn.weeble.com. Money is tight right now, and we could really use your donations at bppn.weeble.com and hit donate. It would really be appreciated. Thank you, everybody, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.